For episode 42, Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness brings you a mishmash of cuts, many featuring Jack Hart's traffic reports. Now, they are entertaining, but it's his commercial reads that provide the highlights. The date on the tape is June 17th, 1995, but there are definitely different dates sprinkled throughout. As I said way back in episode 1, and what is listed here in the show's description, they will air as recorded with the warmth an old analog tape recording provides, some with good old-fashioned home editing of the play pause button. And that's exactly what we have here. There is some pre-Dumb Birthday Game banter, but no game, where Norm talks about the Dumb Birthday Game and WBZ Halls of Fame. Don't forget to visit the gift shop. We hear a rebroadcast of the toilet dedication. A cool surprise here was a Johnny Cash Folgers commercial. And then there's an interview with lounge singer Bud E. Love. Bud E. Love had a very funny book out back then titled, You Oughta Be Me, How to Be a Lounge Singer and Live Like One. At the time, there were all these rules about playing music. The station no longer had a contract with ASCAP BMI or some such, and we couldn't play more than 30 seconds without being charged. Some foolishness like that. Parodies and background music were probably exempt, but management was afraid to tread close to that groove. Though there's some choppy editing, we do hear a few tunes and some great back and forth between Norm and the band. We close with something a little different. Included on this tape were some recordings of a station in Worcester, Mass., WSRS. Matt Phipps, who also did traffic reports for WBZ among many other accomplishments in his career, was part of their morning show. It was Christmas time, and they had been talking about their favorite songs. Matt mentions the Drifters' doo-wop version of White Christmas. The request is made for a doo-wop traffic report. That request is granted, and you will find it here. Enjoy!
You know, do the traffic and doo-wop now.
Okay, I can do that, no problem.
Water main break, here in Holden. Water main break at the West Bolton line. Expect some delays between Doyle Road and the city. So far, 290.
Nothing to sing about for those folks in Holden, by the way.
Side streets and secondary roads are going to be icy. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much. I am Matt Phipps, Worcester's Traffic Watch, 96.1 WSRS.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Holy Nesbitt.
I can't believe all this. Sounds of yesteryear. That's so nice. Incidentally, we will be playing the Dumb Birthday Game after 3 o'clock, and Tony will be sitting in with us, and also Jack Hart. Do you think I could talk with Jack right this minute? Not right this minute, but in a minute right after this. Hello. Hello, Jack.
Hi.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm doing very well, too. I'm glad that you alerted people to the wiffle ball tournament at Hopkinton and indicated that the traffic could be picking up at that area.
I felt it was important.
Yeah. Yesterday, I drove from my home, which is north of Boston,
sure,
into Cambridge, and it took 17 hours and 49 minutes. There's no let-up in anything. These days, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
Oh,
of course, Saul, everybody must complain to you because you do traffic reports.
Well, actually, the fact of the matter is, I was visiting a friend up on Beacon Hill a little earlier this evening, and after I left her house, I figured, well, from there to the Prudential Building, you know, 3.5 feet is about as far as I had to go. It took me 27 minutes to get here.
No kidding. And that's a distance of, what is that? That's more than a mile, couple of miles, something like that?
Not even
a couple of miles.
You know, just around the corner, take a left, a couple of rights, and you're there. But no, it just wasn't going to happen that way for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You want to let off some steam? You sound like you're starting to build up a real starting to scream a little bit.
And darn it. You know, I got behind everybody that wanted to drive slow.
One of the funny things is that you see signs on roads, speed limit 45 miles an hour. You're going about 6.
Uh-huh.
And you figure, boy, if I only could go even 20 miles an hour, I would be happy. But does it seem like this year? Now, I realize that I have a few years on you, and I have been traveling the roads of this great nation and Massachusetts, the great Commonwealth, for a lot of years. I don't remember so much work going on the roads. I don't think they're doing anything. I think they're using up state cruises with the blinking lights and funny bits of equipment doing all weird stuff. Well, for one thing, everybody's, more people are working. And another thing, you see, this is my theory in the whole deal. Originally, the interstate road system was called the Interstate Transportation and Civil Defense System because the roads were set up to carry rockets and so forth and so on. My idea is that since the Cold War has allegedly warmed, that they can do all kinds of work now because we don't have to worry about toting rockets up and down the expressway.
Oh, that's your theory. Huh? Yeah. That's why there are so many workers out there with all kinds of weird equipment. Tony and I, just for fun, went to Brockton this past day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, actually, we had a job to do down there. Wasn't too pleasant.
So, you doing road work now?
No, it had nothing to do with road work.
Oh.
And the guy who we had to visit and take care of, wasn't too happy with our visit, but the Westinghouse Hit Squad sent us down there. Anyway, we're going down the artery. No, that's not called the artery. What's that? The Southeast Expressway.
Sure.
And they're setting up all these weird kinds of machinery, moving these big, what do they call them? Jersey barriers, they call them.
Well,
yeah,
concrete barriers.
And they move them. In the morning, they block off one lane in the non-busy lane or something.
Yeah, they're going to create the High Occupancy Vehicle Lane, the HOVL, or the Hubble, as we like to call it.
Do they really call it that? Is that the official name?
The High Occupancy Vehicle Lane.
Is there some meathead sits there and dreams up these names for these things?
What could we call it? We could call it the lot of guys in the car lane. We could call it, there's more than one person. We could call it, there's maybe three. But yeah, we used to call it, when I was a kid, way back when I used to walk in snow up to my Pipik to school, we used to call it the carpool lane.
Okay, now it's the... Say that again. Maybe we can set that to music.
When I was a kid walking in the snow up to my Pipik.
No. That part is nice, though. I mean, what they call this, the high occupancy
vehicle lane.
High occupancy vehicle lane. Uh-huh. I let her in the high occupancy being.
Sorry, apparently we didn't score on that one at all.
It had a good beat, but you just could not dance to it. Yeah,
that's right. Okay. Hey, listen, we're going to play the dumb birthday game. You know, after 3 o'clock, we're going to have Tony as part of the game.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, you're part of the game. I'm so darn excited, I'm beginning to sweat. Oh man, that's not a pretty picture in a fat guy.
Well, I'll get my towel so I can mop my brow throughout the whole thing.
Okay, we'll get your next report in a few minutes, but maybe one more refrain there. The high occupancy vehicle lane. Thank you just so darn much. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Much done. We continue to deal with work crews in a couple of different spots. We've got some crews for anyone getting off the expressway southbound at East Berkeley Street. Watch out for that. We've also got work crews northbound and southbound 93, the expressway in the East Milton Square, Granite Ave area. Work crews right now on Route 128 northbound and southbound in the Dedham area continue to wreak havoc, as do work crews Route 93 northbound at Route 128 in the Woburn area. In the Boston area, many taverns and establishments closing their doors as we speak. Many of their patrons on the road. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network. Summertime, barbecues, and Star Market. From beef and poultry for flame broiling to plump vegetables for grilling, Star has everything you need. Stop by Star Market, where great barbecues begin.
And I wanted very much, I thought it'd be kind of nice to have some kind of public utilities or something named after me. Tony and I were talking about this a while ago, and I can't remember how we brought it up. Oh, here comes Tony. Well, you can. Why don't you just go to a microphone and mention that? No, is it here?
Right there.
Oh, okay. It says San Francisco. Oh, I see. San Francisco is about to welcome visitors with a flush. Mayor Frank Jordan, who's the mayor of San Francisco, told a crowd earlier this week that it was with great relief, and now they've got relief in quotation marks, that he cut the ribbon on the first of the city's new high-tech public johns. The mini restrooms clean themselves after each use. 20 minutes in the john costs a quarter, and when the time's up, the door pops open
so that visitors aren't caught with their pants down. Users are given a two-minute warning. Oh, I'm sorry. So visitors are not caught with their pants down. Users are given a two-minute warning. That's the way that goes. San Francisco is the first American city to get the French-made public potties, which are paid for with advertising on the walls. It's really nice to have public Johns. The fact is, there aren't very many of them around here, and that's kind of tough on many people. You know, but throughout Europe, that's a very common thing. They have public Johns everywhere. But now you go into a restaurant, and sometimes they'll say the public toilets are out of order, you know, because they don't want people just wandering and using them. So it's kind of tough. Some time ago, we can just go into it. That's pretty self-explanatory, I guess. Okay, it was a ceremony that we had. We're rebroadcasting now. I mentioned the fact that since Johnny Carson had a public park, or may have a public park named after him in Burbank, California, in honor of his 20 years broadcasting from the NBC studios in Burbank, right on Bob Hope Drive, and the fact that Jack Benny had a school named after him in Waukegan, Illinois, I was just very anxious to have some kind of a public building named after me, and I've talked to some folks, I don't want to name the community, but it's not far from here, named the public toilets after me. It isn't exactly what I dreamed about, but it's better than nothing. I'm now about to step on stage. You can hear the crowd gathering. It looks like a pretty friendly crowd, too. Hello? This on? Yeah. I want to thank you very much for this great honor. The fact that the city council of this wonderful city, which I know wants to remain anonymous, has given of itself to honor me by naming this beautiful structure the Norm Nathan Public Toilets. I can't tell you how, you pardon the expression, how moved I am. Thank you. I would like to cut the ribbon, and all of you are welcome to use the facilities in my honor. Think of me every time you use these facilities. Thank you. See you later on. Thank you so much. Nathan public toilets in that anonymous city have now been used by 27 people. It was a big event, but somehow it didn't seem to catch on. I can't believe we do a program as silly as all this. Speaking of silly, but here's a woman with a tremendous sense of humor and just a whole lot of laughs. Golda, how you doing? Hey, man. WBZ, Boston, your dance party all night. We are getting word of a car fire on Route 95 southbound in the Sharon area by Coney Street. That car fire is alleged. We'll keep you updated. Traveling right now on Route 128 northbound and southbound in the Dedham area, we're dealing with work crews. 93 northbound at Route 128 in Woburn, more work crews. Downtown southbound getting off the expressway at East Berkeley Street, we've got a work crew. And northbound and southbound Route 93, the expressway in the East Milton Square, Granite Ave stretch, more work crews. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-hour traffic network. Foxwoods Resort Casino in Connecticut presents Jesus Christ Superstar, the original rock musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, live on stage at Foxwoods, July 5th through July 15th. Call 800-200-2882. An earlier situation, a car fire, 95 southbound in Sharon, has been quenched. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ, 24-hour traffic network. Dunkin' Donuts now has flavored iced coffees, hazelnut, and French vanilla. Ooh la la. World-famous Dunkin' Donuts coffee, refreshingly cooled, deliciously flavored, at participating shops.
But wherever I roam, nothing beats waking up at home. So I put some Folgers on, and the aroma wakes me like I was never gone. Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma, mountain grown, and Folgers taste says, Johnny, you are home. You know the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
To the patent office, and for those of you who think that maybe you've got some inventions up your sleeve, by all means tune in. He'll answer questions about inventing, patenting, and marketing ideas as to give you an idea of what it's like to be an inventor. It is kind of tough in many ways, but in some ways you can do okay by that. But anyway, listen to him on this coming night, Saturday night. And then on Sunday night, Barbara Holland, who's written a book called Endangered Pleasures, kind of pleasures that we all love, but she feels that people are trying to wipe out, like naps, bacon, martinis, profanity, and other indulgences. It should be an interesting interview. That's Sunday night, collection of short essays about the many delights that we used to really enjoy, that the people seem to, what we found out from the medical profession, that maybe they're not good for us or something like that. But that basically is the idea. We also have Jack Hart, of course, who is one of the everlastingly popular immortal panel members.
Hello.
A legend of yesteryear and today, who has rightly earned his niche into the Dumb Birthday Game Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much.
We're going to have one for people who've played a lot and have won a lot, which is like you.
Sure.
Yeah, and maybe we can put it next to the WBZ. A Hall of Fame, which we have here. Did you know that we have that? The WBZ Museum and stuff with sacred things that have been collected through the years from some of the immortal people who broadcast here?
Yes, indeed. I understand you have the first piece of paper that Darryl Gould ever wrote a newscast on.
That's right, with a lot of doodlings on it. And the name Carlotta, which kept appearing, and which we haven't been able to figure out what that meant. We have some sayings and some yellowing paper, Carl DeSue's music sheets.
Is that right?
Yeah, we have things like, get that left leg over, wild-eyed and bushy-tailed, a lot of that stuff, plus the songs that he played, which would be good.
I see.
Yeah, we have that. Let me see, what else we have? I believe we have one of your first traffic reports.
Is that right?
Yeah, where you kept getting the streets all wrong. but you kind of learned eventually, and that was pretty good, I thought.
So there's a lot of ums and ers on there, is that
right? Oh, yeah. It's all ums and ers. Yeah, a lot of ums and ers there, which was really kind of nice.
Yeah.
And we have, I think, the first map of the first trip ever taken by Dave Maynard on one of his tours. Yeah, I think it was down the Ganges River where he fought an infestation of tsetse flies, and he makes a notation of that also. So it's valuable. I don't know whether I should be announcing this, because a lot of people who take the tour, you have to call the station in advance. Anybody who wants to take the tour of BZ, call the WBZ Radio Promotion Department Monday morning, first thing. Oh, am I going to catch this? And tell them you'd like to, because we have uniformed guides who take you through. And we also have a little shop where we sell stuff, you know. Little busts of some of our personalities, particularly of Gil Santos, made out of chocolate cake. Chocolate fudge, as a matter of fact. It's really nice. And also, you know what we have in the museum that I realized the other day, because I finally took a trip up there for the first time? It's on the 72nd floor, across from the WBZ Farm and Food Shop. Anyway, Why are you all laughing? I'm trying to give a description of this. This is a good place to come for people outside the area. Uh-huh. Planning summer trips to Boston.
Planning a trip to Brighton.
Yes, yeah. We have, you remember, I don't know whether you remember, but in 1982, we had a tremendous hailstorm.
Uh-huh. And you have some hailstones?
No, we have hailstones. Yes, we do. But not just hailstones.
Uh-huh.
Not just hailstones. These were hailstones that came out in the exact shape of Larry Glick. Yeah. And nobody could figure out how that happened. Yeah. Beard, the whole thing. I don't. Maybe he was not wearing a beard. Maybe he was just frothing on the chin at the time. I don't know. It looked like a beard. But these are some of the new acquisitions that we've got. Yeah. And we've got a whole wall of general managers from here. It fills an entire wall.
And that's just one year.
That's right. That's only since last January. Okay. All right. I think we've fooled around enough, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We also have playing the game with us. We have Jim Frawley, WBZ Ace producer.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Norm.
And great ad libber too, don't you think?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And we also have Hope Shower. Hope Shower, another producer here at WBZ. Notice I have two producers. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's because they it's not because this is such a terribly important show. I thought that was the reason.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, would you go, both of you, we need two of you to help out that doddering fat old guy. Well, you can bet as soon as I find out who said that. They'll never make the WBZ Museum.
Just in case you're shuffling too slow to get to the microphone.
That's right. Okay, everybody all set to play the game?
Yeah.
Okay. I decided, never mind, what we'll do is play a medley.
Of
my hits, of Percy Faith music. Anyway.
God love them.
Tongue in cheek, which makes it very, very funny.
But it's from the heart. And may I say something from the heart? I've been all through this country, and I've worked with a lot of talented people in the radio, television business. And I got to say, you are the finest late night talk show host in your price range. I'm fantastic.
I
have a big enough ego so that for a while I was starting to take that seriously. And then you have to give me a swerve on something like that. Well, the heck with that, sir. Okay. Now, some of the other tips that you give in the book, I think are particularly funny also. Well, they're all funny, but you talk about
paying $0.
Well, like eating, for example. You only eat breakfast.
Okay, well,
do you remember?
Never eat on stage. And that was Elvis's biggest flaw.
They're excellent. Is yours still running, Marky?
No, it's not. Not currently.
It's on blocks still.
Okay.
Well, how come you guys are working for this guy instead of working for, you know, as legitimate musicians?
Oh, because he pays his minimum wage.
Oh, that's right, too. And you can't get that
steady
many places,
steady
I mean.
Work.
Yeah,
it's steady money.
That's right. You guys are a great deal of fun. Anyway, 8 and 10 will be the
show. 8 and 10 tomorrow night.
On Saturday night.
Yeah.
Where do you go now? Do you have a lot of these kind of clubs? Is this a whole new area for you then?
Well, you know, yes, I love this crazy Beantown area. And I have a great feeling for it.
There, my man. Hold on a minute while I dust the moth flakes off my expensive suit.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means. Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. It's just a fun book, and you're not to take it seriously because it's tongue-in-cheek. But actually, I guess what makes it funny is that all those of us who have seen Lounge Singers have seen a lot of what you described, that I suppose it wouldn't be funny if it weren't true. Am I stammering a lot?
No, you're making a lot of sense. The thing that really set it off for me was when I wrote the Why Bill Murray is a Bum.
Yeah.
Because his rendition or whatever of what a lounge singer is, to Rock the House and Whole Lot of Love, by, actually, I wrote it for Lad many years. Can we give you just a couple of bars of it?
Sure.
Ka-chow, 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 chow, chow, ka-chow. Sometime tonight, where, you know, it's, here we go. Ka-chow, chow, chow, ka-chow. There we go. Marky, get that sax on. Honey, you better cool it. And baby, I ain't fooling. I would love to take you back to school and way, way, way down inside. Honey, you need, yeah. I wanna give you my love. I would wish to give you every gosh darn inch of my love. Oh, I got a whole lot of love. Got a whole lot of love. A lot of love in this room. Don't you feel it?
Oh, there, I can feel it. I'm permeating my every pore.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's seeping out of every part of my body.
Now, you wouldn't want to open a show with that. You warm them up with something like another thing that I wrote for Jack Jones. And by the way, did a lovely job. Lovely job at this. You might remember this from the television series that I helped create. Sweet up, soap, dope, dope. You recognize it, don't you?
The Love Boat theme, oh yeah.
Thank you so much. Please don't stand. Exciting and new. Hop on board. Love's expecting you. What are you doing? You just decide you want to take off. I love to see. This is why I pay the minimum wage, Norm. They just decide they're going to go off and do something. Well, now, what were we going to do? The bridge?
We're going to play a little Charlie Parker tune. We're trying to get it under 30 seconds.
Yes. Okay.
We can get 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. See, that's a problem.
Yeah, I know it is a problem for me.
I know it. How about letting the guys just blow a little something, you know?
No, but the opening song that any performer does,
yeah, is very important.
Should be big, should be up tempo, and you don't say anything. You just kind of, while the audience is applauding, and the PA announcer says, "Here he is, Bud E. Love, direct from whatever." Then you come out and you go, "Everything's coming up roses."
Or something. This is what's the perfect opening. This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. Through it all, your face will flower, through the darkness in the night. Like the lights of home before me, you've got Norm Nathan watching over me. This will be my shining hour, till I'm with you again. Marky, yeah. Sing, dang, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, dong. This will be my shining hour till I'm with you again. Till I'm with you. My shining hour.
That was great. And the interesting thing for people who are listening and are so used to hearing only records played on radio, this was not a record. This was live. And only on programs like this can you hear live music. Isn't like that. Thank you so much. And it's because of the wonderful warmth that you exude, you folks out there, and because you're so swell, we just try to repay you with good entertainment.
You know, I like to say it's on me, because it is. I love to give. And there's so many people that I've given to, so many causes, so many musical trends that I've created over the years. But this moment together on radio with you has been one of the big thrills of my life.
It's been a big thrill having you here, because, I mean, I'm not immune to the warmth of your personality and your talent.
What about coming over, maybe catching a little of the...
I would like to do that. I thought I'd maybe catch the 8 o'clock show.
Please.
Saturday night. I would like
very
much.
Would you do that?
Yes, I will definitely do that.
Be our guest and...
Be our guest?
Yeah.
Oh, you yes. don't have to do that.
Yes,
oh,
I do.
Oh, gee. Okay, yes.
I'd love to see the show. No, I really would. I've got a Fellini full-length feature film of you paying to see our show tomorrow.
That's right. Anytime you get us freeloaders actually paying,
yeah.
Boy, you got a collector's item.
Well, perhaps you'll buy one of our wonderful items that we sell after the show, one of the T-shirts, the baseball hat, or the panties for one of your loved ones.
Right here on our stage, a product for you right now.
This is a
refrigerator magnet.
Yeah.
Oh, a refrigerator magnet.
It'll stick to your microphone in the stand there. You can stick it right on there.
Yeah, it does. It sticks right there. And it says the fabulous Bud E. Love Show.
That's right.
Do you know what this means to me?
No,
not a hell
I don't
of
know
it.
If I wanted to, Norm.
Not a hell of a lot, but my back. So you got one of those Buddy Love sticks to the refrigerator kind of stuff, eh? Yeah,
we got that, but we also have the lovely baseball hats, the shot glasses. That, by the way, were endorsed by the Dean Martin School of Drinking, and you know, come on down. More importantly, we have love and lots of it.
And that's what the world needs more of. Yeah. Wait a minute. I think we're onto something.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, something that I wrote for Dionne Warwick many years ago.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, WBZ is proud to present, but jeopardizing its entire future, live music. Yeah. You guys, I want so badly any of you playing, I get nervous every time you do.
We won't do anymore. I don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay, now this thing at the Regatta Bar is a departure for you in a sense. Do you play a lot of jazz folks like
when
that?
When people beg you to play in their venue, you go. And you do it with warmth and sincerity and depth. And that's what we're doing at the Regatta Bar. Two shows tomorrow night, 8 and 10. And
will you stop touting this to the shame? I'll sneak in the plugs, okay, but let's not be this blatant about it, for God's sakes.
Well, why not?
He doesn't know how not to.
But where do you go after this? Do you do a lot of clubs like
Actually, we'll be going down to New York City and playing the lovely Downtime. And don't
plug it, Mr. Love.
Yeah. No, I won't. I don't want to plug it. We're going to be playing a nice place in New York City. Then we go back to San Francisco, where we've been wowing people for years. And, of course, Vegas, Reno, Tahoe, Atlantic City, and the Catskills.
Your telephones, Mr. Love.
Oh, the telephones.
Very interesting.
I don't like to beat my own drum, but I have it to some wonderful causes. We are now connected with a great charity, the Institute for the Fashion Impaired, and we're raising money for the poor, unfortunate few that can't afford to buy the book. And with people's donations, we're letting our, what we call buddies, little buddies. You know, Jerry has his kids. We have our little buddies. And we're raising money so that these poor, unfortunate few will have the money to buy the book and therefore become better people and better entertainers.
You know something? You're really special. You're a special person. I don't know. Who were some of the lounge singers today? Because we always think of lounge singers almost as a passing thing. I mean, you get Dean Martin, he doesn't do that anymore.
Bozo.
Sinatra can't remember the words to the songs. Who are the lounge singers now?
Bozo.
Me as well.
Me too.
No, yes. Yeah, he's a nice kid. He's been trying to be me for a long time. And Jim Morrison, he tried great desperately. He was a great lounge singer. The one person that really kills me is Elvis. He worked Las Vegas. Yes.
You're
talking all dead people.
No.
I was just wondering who did it today. Like, Wayne Newton is a because he's still a lounge singer. That's where he.
Well,
he
you works know, Sinatra most of likes to think of himself lounge saloon.
Yeah, saloon singer. Yeah,
saloon singer. It's all the same. Let's face it. You want to work in front of an intimate audience, and it doesn't matter whether you're doing it in a big showroom or a 200 seater. You want to see the people. And look into their eyes, and that's what it's all about.
Because I imagine you get a lot of warmth reflected that enhances your own performance when you see the warmth out there of those swell folks.
Well, they're
the
best,
women put down their hard-earned money in order to come in and see you. And
they're,
God love them, right?
They're basking in the glow of Buddy Love, and it comes right back.
tenfold.
You know something?
He does like to share. He shares a lot.
You're a silly pook, and that's why I like you. You're okay. Anyway, the book is called... here I go now. Yeah.
It's counting your book. If you keep plugging that book, we're going to do another song.
This whole hour has come to sound like an infomercial, for God's sakes.
Okay. Stop the insanity!
I wish somebody would stop that woman. She just drives me crazy.
Grow some hair, would you, please?
And lower your voice a little bit. I'm trying to sleep. You ought to be me, how to be a loud singer and live life on the fabulous Bud E. Love by St. Martin's Press. It's a funny book.
Great.
And One More Night at whatever that place
Regatta
is called.
Bar.
I know it. I just wanted to see Fenton Hollander's face turn red. Okay.
It's happened.
Okay, thank you very much, you guys, for coming
by. Thanks for having us.
We really appreciate seeing you all.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow.
You'll be there.
And I know you'll be good because I'll be there with my warmth, which will just wasp right up the wasp. Wisp right up to the
end. Like waft
is the word. Waft. That's right. Waft.
Weeped.
Anyway, Mickey and Marky and Fenton, thank you very, very much for all coming by. That's really nice. For taking time out from your busy schedule. Or come here and keep us company. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Certainly I got three broads back in my room, I'm telling you.
You couldn't bring them here to work. This is where we could use them. Anyway, take care, guys. Bye-bye.
I must say that these tapes Joan gave me are full of surprises. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and hit that little notification bell so you can be properly alerted when more audio treasures spill forth from the vault. Speaking of said vault, let's close it and ride those radio waves home. For Buddy Love, Johnny Cash, Jim Frawley, Hope Shower, the chocolate fudge bust of Gil Santos, Larry Glick Hailstones, Tsetse Flies, Public Toilets, WSRS and the doo-wop traffic skills of Matt Phipps, that traffic reporting god, Jack Hart, and the president and director of the Dumb Birthday Game Hall of Fame, Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.